All right, we have Tanika Dye and Lindsay Hayes. Tanika is, of course, with Recreate Cafe located at the Salvation Army, and she's gearing up with Lindsay for the second edition of Walk in My Shoes. Thank you both for coming.
Thanks for having us.
And this is the second version or the second event of Walk in My Shoes. I guess the first one went off well, right?
It went really well, actually. We only did one performance because, like I said the last time, this is an experiment. And we had right at 100 people crowd into the cafe. And it was a really well-received event, and people enjoyed it. And we felt like, wow, this thing has some legs to it, and people are interested in this concept.
How Walk in My Shoes works, it's an event that takes real stories and performs them on a stage, but you kind of have like a little trick, a switcheroo. Tell us what exactly how it works.
Right. Well, the intention is for the performers to tell the story of another person. And so that's where the Walk in My Shoes idea comes from. But because at the Salvation Army and Recreate Cafe, we're working primarily with the homeless community, we are targeting their stories. And so I have sought out stories from both the homeless and non-homeless parts of the community, and as well as the performers. So I have performers who have been homeless or are homeless, and then people that are not, and we're swapping it around. Like you just said, I mean, no one's telling their own story yet. we're still crafting this thing. But for the most part, each performer is telling another person's story.
And Lindsay, you're going to be performing your story, but you've also was in the last one, right?
I was. I didn't perform anyone's story last time. I just read some poetry, but it was amazing. It was really cool to watch.
So are you going to be performing a story this time around?
Yes.
Oh, right. Yeah. Are you excited, I'm sure?
I'm very nervous.
And why do a Christmas-themed or a holiday theme?
Yeah, and last year the seed was planted actually through talking to a colleague of mine, a professor here at UTC, Steve Ray, had spoken to one of our men in our program at the Salvation Army. I've told you that before. We have men that live there. And Steve Ray had spoken to Steve Miller about Christmas last year. And Steve Miller shared that he hates Christmas. The holidays are a time of year that he just really hates. And started to tell the story about how his father had passed away when he was 13, and just before the holidays, and that it set off this really difficult, sad, depressing time of year for him. And so Steve Ray, the theater professor, tells me, he's like, I want to know more about that story. I want to know more of those stories. And I was like, really? At Christmas time? Isn't that sad? And he just kind of planted that seed that, you know, there are things that happen at Christmas time that are very difficult. And people live in that part of the holidays. It's really a hard time. So I just got really interested in, as we developed the Walk in My Shoes concept, what would it be like to explore the extremes of the Christmas season with the difficult tragedies that can happen. I mean, tragedies happen all the time, but something about it happening at Christmas just really can hurt a person even deeper. But then you have the other extreme of it, just exuberance and joy and like childlike magic, and that there's just this huge, just joyous, beautiful, magical time too. And so it's like there's got to be some balance or some way to integrate both sides. And so that's what we're trying. We're trying to show stories from both extremes with the hope that people see themselves from the audience, that they see themselves in the stories that are being told.
Now, Lindsay, as a performer, you're going to be performing someone else's story.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about that kind of dual process of both sharing your story and not really having much of a control about how it's going to be performed, but also performing someone else's story. How do you kind of deal with that?
Well, the first time when someone told my story, I was just like, you know, you just do whatever you feel comfortable. Like, I was just happy that somebody was telling my story. This time around, since I'm telling someone else's story, I just want to do it right. Like, I just don't want to make any mistakes and have her happy with the end product, because it's really what matters is just getting it out, you know.
Can we get a little glimpse of maybe what your story's like? Just, you don't have to tell the whole crux, but
do you want to, or do you want me to?
You do it.
Okay. Lindsay is telling a story of a friend of ours who she's in the performance as well, and she was in the first one. And this is actually a story that I recorded with the first Walk in My Shoes. And it's about an accident that happened on Christmas Eve that when she was a little girl, and it put her in the hospital.
Oh, that's so already kind of got some conflict.
You'll have to come see the show to find out what happened.
You know, and how much time goes into prepping for these performances? Both of you can answer that.
I wish I had more. I keep explaining to people, I'm like, Lindsay and I were just working before we came over here. And it's a very one-on-one process with me and the teller and the person the story belongs to. And so it's different. You're not learning a script. You're, like I explained to her, you're learning the episodes of the story, the pictures of the story, and she will tell it in her own words. So it's a very organic process too, but we will settle it as this next week goes on into a more solidified evening and structure. But it's time consuming collecting everything, and like I said, you can always use more rehearsal. but it's just a different process. It's not like we've been rehearsing every night for the past 6 weeks like you might with a regular play. It's a lot of one-on-one time, and you know, Lindsay will go home and work on this by herself. A lot of alone time working on it.
And you're not a trained actor, right? So how is it for you that this process of remembering the story and how to perform it in front of a live audience?
I'm not an actor. I've been in front of an audience before when I lived in Chicago. I did open mic night, read poetry. So that kind of got me ready for being in front of people, but it's still like really nerve wracking. My biggest problem is that I procrastinate.
Uh-oh.
So basically, like, up until this point, I hadn't really written much on what I wanted to say or what I wanted to, like, have in my head as far as, like, the start of the story or the middle. But tonight when I get home, I'm going to do that.
Yes, she will.
And there's kind of an elephant in the room. Our listeners can't see it, but you're actually being followed for a documentary. Talk to us a little bit about what's going on.
Oh, sure. Arts Build has graciously set this up with Leif Ramsey, who is a videographer in town, and he has partnered with them to create basically this documentary, a mini documentary on the process of what this has been like to do Walk in My Shoes. And as I talked last time, I received a grant from Arts Build to purchase equipment to record the stories. And so the first Walk in My Shoes was very much made possible by Arts Build. And so, like I said, they contacted me for the second one, said, hey, can we follow you around? And like, to me, that's like my Christmas present, because it's a huge blessing to have this documenting happening, because I'm so involved with making it happen that there's no way that I could make that a part of the process.
So is it going to be maybe up to view on the internet a few months, maybe?
We'll see. I mean, the plan is for them to document the process and the rehearsals, and then actually the performances as well. So I'm not sure what the end product will be. Obviously, a great promotional piece for Arts Build to show that they really, truly are trying to bring arts to all in the community, not just the big agencies in the community, but these smaller grants that have gone out, the Community Cultural Connections grants, which is the one that I received. And so obviously it's great just publicity and getting the word out about what Arts Build is doing, but we get to reap those benefits. So we'll see.
So give us the particulars of the second edition of Walk in My Shoes, the Christmas version, when and where.
We open up on, I didn't realize it, but Friday the 13th, December the 13th at 7:30. And then we run December 14th, which is Saturday, at 2:30 and 7:30. December 15th at 2:30, which is Sunday. And Monday, December 16th at 7:30.
And is there somewhere on the web?
There is. The easiest thing is always to find Recreate Cafe Arts on Facebook. But you can also go to the csarmy.org website and find information. And tickets this time around, what we're doing is we are doing a reserved ticket, which you can do online again through CS Army or our Facebook page. And we're asking a suggested donation of $5. People can certainly give more, or if they can't give any, we wanted to make it possible for anybody to come see this, including our homeless population, anyone that doesn't have money. So we're constantly trying to figure out the ticketing thing for our space, and that's how we're doing it. But we do really recommend that people try to RSVP, like I said, going through the website or calling 756-1023 for more information, because our space is intimate, and we hope to maybe sell this thing out.
Walk in My Shoes, it's coming up, an event that takes real stories and performs them on the stage. Lindsay Hayes will, of course, be performing her story and have her story performed. And of course, Tanika Dye, you have brought this event together, and I know you're looking forward to see what it brings to the audience and yourself. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks to Garrett.